1019. I wanted to give you guys an update on what's going on with the little bowl of baby fat and arms and legs and eyes that we call our son.
Like sands through the hourglass, these are the days of the first time dad.
Still not walking yet at 14 months.
Well, that's okay.
That's normal.
No,
though,
yeah,
right?
I've heard 18 months even is not a big deal.
No, he's way behind.
Oh, okay.
I appreciate everything you're saying,
that's
but no,
right.
He's way behind.
According to your research.
No, but he does have words and stuff, though. He talks a lot, and he figures stuff out. And here's the problem that I'm getting into is that he's probably got about 40 words, which is great for his age, but most of his word is, what is that? And he says that by going, boop, did that, boop.
Uh-huh.
The problem is he points at a lot of things, particularly outside, and I don't know what he's pointing at. So yesterday, we're sitting in the backyard, and he's going, boop, did it. And I'm like, I think that's a tree. You're talking about a tree. That is a tree. And he points at the roof, and boop, did it. And it looks like he's pointing at the satellite dish.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm telling him, well, okay, so that's where we get the TV that we all occasionally watch. And he's like, oh, TV.
But well, it's not a TV.
Well, hold on. Here's the problem. He could have very well been pointing at the sky or a cloud.
Or a bird.
Or a bird. And therefore, I'm telling him that bird or
is
cloud
satellite dish.
That is where we get our TV from, which is completely erroneous. And I feel like I'm doing this about 7 to 10 times a day with him, and I am giving him vastly incorrect information.
Did you
things.
Do the thing where you look where he's pointing? Like, you get behind him and look. Oh,
wait, when he starts, he'll remember this. And no, I don't do the line of sight thing.
Because
his doesn't have great strength. It's not it's not exactly like a Euclidean geometry. It's sort of like, boop, did it. And he's got sort of a flabby arm all flapping around. But, like, when he starts to talk and he sees a bird and the teacher's like, do you know what that is? And he's like, yes, that brings TV into our home.
Right.
And that's what I'm trying to avoid here. I don't know if any other parents have this issue and how they deal with it, but I would love to know. 801-570-1019. However, we are enjoying rearing our child, except for this period of which he's reached the point where he's got kind of enough going on mentally where he can ask those questions.
Mm-hmm.
But he's still there where he can't specifically explain what the hell he wants
to
know.
And you've got enough going on mentally where you can understand the questions that he's asking. Because if a kid just tells me, boop, dida, I'm like, yeah, boop, dida.
How did you suss that out?
You learn it, right?
Yes, it was only after repeated boop, didas that we figured out that he was going, what is that?
I can't translate, baby.